I'm 1/4 of your host. I go by the name of Lo. Follow me on Twitter at LeauxSGM.
It's your boy OTBOB the Ball is back at it again with another podcast.
It's your boy Monster. Follow me on Twitter at FeedMeOK. It's spell how I sound.
Yo, it's your boy Stun. I'm filling in for my boy Hefe.
God damn it, he had to say all that. You did not have to say all that, nigga. Cut that shit over, man.
What the fuck is your problem, bro?
Man, this nigga about to say a whole book on that shit. Just say who you is, nigga.
But I'm not one of the hosts, bro.
Marlon was supposed to say what happened to Hefe, nigga. Not you, nigga.
Yeah, that's all me. That's all me. Yo, what's going on, man? Welcome back to the fifth episode of the Somebody Gotta Say It podcast. I'm 1/4 of your host, like by the name of Lo. Follow me on Twitter at LeauxSGM.
It's your boy, OTB, Obey the Boss, back at it again with another episode of the Somebody Gotta Say It podcast.
It's your boy, Monster. Follow me on Twitter at FeedMeOK. It's not how it's spelled. All
right, so this week, our dog Hefe couldn't be with us. Had to take care of some shit, man. So filling in for his spot, we got my dog. A lot of you might know him, a lot of you might not. Go ahead, Stunner, introduce yourself, man.
What's going on, man? It's your boy Stunner, the People's Champ. Y'all can follow me on Twitter at MadMunt011. That's MadMunt011.
Yes, sir. We mean to get this nigga on here for a minute, dog. Hate to have to be without Hefe, but hey, man, it is what it is. So a lot of y'all noticed last week, my dog Monster, he wasn't really talking much. I think Monster got a few words to say about what was going on for last week's episode.
I do. I'm gonna start off with a little words on loyalty and about just caring for a nigga. I hope y'all just reach out and care for the people in your lives. Like, you know, somebody you ain't talked to in a minute, just reach out. Cause these sad sons of bitches, kid you not, my house is on fucking fire. Old podcast, they was talking, moaning, and crying. This nigga E was crying over a bitch. Meanwhile, my house was on fire. Hand to God. Oven on fire. About to burn down. Didn't offer me nothing. No support, no condolences, nothing.
I do apologize.
But I'm here. I am sorry. Hey, but I'm back, you know. Back better than ever. House knife on fire now. I'm going to be talking now. You're going to hear me.
A lot of people pointed out that Monster was quiet. I think he said like two sentences the whole fucking podcast.
It was three, but they got their jokes off, so I can't.
Shout out for us achieving the 700 view milestone last week. We appreciate y'all for making our highest view video last week. 700.
That's not even counting the 350 on Spotify. So
I didn't count that.
We greatly appreciate everybody, man.
I don't got Apple Music, so I appreciate all you Spotify listeners.
We got a lot to talk about this week, dog. We got a lot to talk about. A lot of bullshit has happened this week, man. Let's start out what happened today. Maya Moore, WNBA star. She left the league to help this man that she says she's known for a long time. Get out of prison after he was wrongly convicted of something years, a long, long time ago. And today, she came out and she said that her and the man she got out of prison are married.
Damn.
And I noticed a lot of people had something to say about that. Majority was black women.
Wait, hold on. Why you shout out the black women specifically there? Speak on that for a second.
It was a lot of black women that I've noticed that were dogging her, telling her she was wrong, she was stupid. Why would you leave your career for a nigga? Why would you date a nigga out of jail? You can date a nigga in the league. You can date a lawyer, doctor, anything. Whoop-de-woo, you date a nigga out of jail.
Let me tell you, Maya is smart because check it out. The man was wrongly convicted, right?
Exactly.
So when you look at her WNBA check and look at this settlement check this nigga about to get, you understand why.
You understand why, sir. Well, look at that money like a bitch do, man.
It do, but at the end of the day, it's just weird. You know, it's just weird because, like, what if he did do what he did do? You know, like, I understand they say he was wrongfully convicted, but at the end of the day, if you seen a nigga? You seen the photos?
I did. He looked like the nigga that played on the Tyler Perry movie, son. He looked like the nigga that was motherfucking, what's that Tyler Perry movie when the nigga, he got in the car and he got shot. He was in a wheelchair or some shit. Diver for Mad Black Woman. He looked exactly like that nigga right there. Some bald head, no facial hair, big ass head. He looked just like that nigga, son.
Just shriveled up bottom lip, just like
The motherfucker. And I knew I wasn't tripping, but like I was saying, bro, a lot of black women was calling her all types of stupid, dumb, you this and that and the third.
And that's not
a
right.
A lot of you not making nearly as much money as Maya Moore, but doing the same shit.
Ooh,
you got that nigga living in your house. That nigga ain't have a job since 2010. You got that nigga living in your house eating your kids' food, no job, spending your money driving your car while you at work. Why she gotta be stupid?
Fucking for a place to stay.
That nigga, gave you dick in return for a bed.
I think that the energy they expect, they like, imagine like this NBA circumstance, like this is like a great player. This like, imagine like fucking Kawhi Leonard just left the league for a bitch that got out of prison.
Right.
Like that type of deal. Like that, cause she is like not just any normal WNBA player. She's one of, you know, one of the
best.
She's
Maya Moore. Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me?
So it's kind of like that. I guess that's probably what they getting on her for. But like you said, at the end of the day, if it makes sense, the money perspective, like he ain't gonna be sleeping on her couch. Like, you feel me? Like just not doing nothing. Like he gonna get that check.
Bruh. That nigga's finna get paid, bro. He was in jail for over. He was in jail for like, I think, over 22 years.
I've been working for 4 years. This nigga about to out earn me just off sitting on his ass in prison. Crazy.
But yeah, man, it was a lot of people slandering her name, dog. And I don't get it. I don't think what she did was wrong. I don't think she's stupid. And like she said, they've known each other for like 13 years or some shit. Something like that. They've been knowing each other since they was kids.
Niggas was pen pals. That's a long ass time, boy. 30 years.
But they store it cool though. Like if you actually go back and listen to, cause they was on, I think it was on Good Morning America or some shit. They store it is live. You feel me? I'm happy for dude. You know, man, I hope it work out for him, bro. Cause if not, then boy, they gonna get on her ass even more. They gonna be on his ass too.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna get my jokes off.
We gonna get jokes.
Yeah, say I support it right now. I support it right now. But at the end of the day, hey. It is what it's going to be.
These jokes still going to fly, son.
Y'all know what the biggest issue with all this is, man?
What it is?
Bitches just don't know how to mind their damn business.
Whoa.
Like, sometimes these bitches just need to shut the fuck up and let folks be happy. Like, who care what y'all think? Like, just damn. Be quiet. Like,
name somebody right now on the timeline.
Hold up. Say that one more time, because I genuinely don't think they heard you. Say that one more time for me, my brother. One more time.
Bitches just need to shut the fuck up and mind their business and let folks be happy. Whoever they want to be happy with, but that ain't none of them folks' business.
Bingo.
Because if I get on Twitter and say some shit about some people I don't think should be together, I'm going to get suspended. But these hoes can form coalitions and just attack people. Like, oh, shut up. Nobody care what y'all got to say about it. And Maya Moore happy, she happy.
She happy. Damn. She marrying the nigga she want to marry. And this just goes to show a lot of you motherfuckers, y'all too consumed with these celebrities doing with their fucking life.
Oh, absolutely.
Y'all, man, these celebrities can get up and go and stub their fucking toe. You on Twitter talking about how they stub their fucking toe. Leave these people alone. That ain't got shit to do with you, bro, at all.
They be looking like fucking rabid wolves and goddamn Ari the Don mentions, like, whenever she posts anything, bro. They know her son's middle name. Like, you could ask them bitches, what's her son's middle name? They could be able to tell you. Like, that's some weirdo shit.
These hoes weird, bro.
Idolizing them.
Yeah.
And it just don't make sense.
To piggyback off of that, something else, I think that happened yesterday. I think it happened either today or yesterday. Cardi B.
Whoa, I know where this is going.
Cardi B and Offset, they got a divorce. I'd be lying if I said I didn't see it coming, but it is what it is. Not my business. You feel me? But that's something else that I feel like a lot of you motherfuckers is too consumed with.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me?
Absolutely.
Even when the nigga cheated on her the first time, son, even which it was none of our business. I'll just put that out there.
It was funny though, but it was none of our business.
It was funny. It was fucking
that
hilarious.
That man tweeted balls in my face. Tweeted, I am gay, I think. I know he tweeted balls in my face.
This nigga tweeted balls in my face. I am gay.
To try back, to say he was hacked.
And then double back and say he was hacked.
They say he got caught cheating on Instagram and tried to say he got hacked on Twitter. like that nigga real dummy for that, but shout out Offset, man.
Boy, God. Oh, shout out Offset, man. I hope.
I can't. I hope it work out for like, him. It's like, man, nigga getting caught cheating. So it's like, what the fuck can you do, son?
Shit, get divorced like he is.
But I'm saying,
part is, like, folks don't even know if he got caught cheating this time or not. Bro,
yeah, they just made the assumption. What the fuck got going on? They made the assumption. The only reason I said it is because I seen hella people saying, I don't know if it's true or not. It could be Cardi because she could have just been fed up with the nigga and just said, fuck it, I want out. Yeah, you know, don't know what happened. It could have been some...
Them bitches on the internet not minding their business once
not
again.
Not minding their business. It could have been anything, bro. Any fucking thing. But yet, these bitches went snooping and they think they found what the fucking cause was.
You know, they always gonna do that.
Yeah. The thing about it, they can blame Offset, but they want to turn around and blame black men for the shit like a random
man.
like what the fuck Offset got to do to represent us? Like,
I'm
everybody.
Convinced that they just looking, they just waiting for reasons just to say black men trash.
Yeah. They just want to argue.
They just want to argue, bro. Especially on Twitter, dog. They just want to argue. They couldn't wait to see that. They couldn't wait to see Cardi B filing for divorce against Offset. So they can push their narrative that all black men suck all black men's ass, bro. They couldn't wait It's weird, bro.
It is very strange.
It's weird. I never understand the obsession with random people and celebrities and celebrity lives, bro.
Cause I don't give a fuck about a celebrity, real. Like, I could give two shits. My favorite artist of all time, goddamn Drake. I don't give two shits what he do as far as not dropping music. Like, I could not care.
Right,
I never understood this caring about celebrities' life.
I feel like, bro, like when it come down to the music and shit, like, yeah, if you want to be concerned about an artist doing music and shit, that's cool. That's regular fan behavior. But when you get to the point where you starting to try to snoop and figure out their personal life, who they fucking with, who they this and that and the third, that's when it's, bro, it's weird, bro. That's weirdo shit, my nigga. That has nothing to do with us at all. You feel what I'm saying?
Nothing.
So
not a damn thing.
All right, so today got some big news in the gaming world. The PS5, the PS5 prices and the release date has been dropped. Now, Stunner, we know.
Yo.
You a PlayStation guy. You got the PS4. Probably had the PS3 and the PS2, PS all. So I want to know, how do you feel about the prices? Are you going to cop the PS5? Which one you gonna get, you know, and how you feel about the new system overall so far?
You know, actually I was a Xbox guy at first until the PS4 came out. I had a 360.
Like I said, what went wrong in life?
You know, the PlayStation just was more, I don't know, that's just the system I got. That's the one I was rocking with. So but about the news that came out today, I was, you know, excited and shit. I went to go pre-order the digital edition, put all my card information in, called my mama, say, Mom, I'm finna go ahead and, you know, get this little, I'm finna get the gaming system I told you about. Cause this was gonna be the first one that I ever bought on my own. You feel me? She bought me the PS4 for Christmas. When I was like 14. So called my mama. I get back to my web browser. This bitch done sold out everywhere.
I God damn, not, I already?
When you say everywhere, what do you mean? Where'd you go? Where'd you try to?
Walmart, Best Buy, Target, GameStop.
Damn.
They said Amazon supposed to be opening up at 12 o'clock Eastern. I don't know yet. I'm going to check. I already got the time set on that. I was on the phone with my mama for 15 seconds. 15 seconds. I came back, hit.
That's how I be, though.
Confirmed order. Though. And that bitch was gone. That bitch was started sending me error messages as soon as I hit confirm order.
Niggas gonna be reselling them bitches like off whites, bro, when them bitches sell out.
I know a nigga who pre-ordered three of them tonight so he can resell them.
See, man, that resell shit, like, I understand, bro. You gotta get it how you live, dog. But
he said he reselling them bitches for $800, too.
See, bro, that's bullshit.
They gonna sell, too.
They gonna sell for shit, so. That's trash, though, son. He probably gonna pay $500 for them bitches, bro.
He probably buying a version without the disc, too, gonna sell that bitch.
I think he buying the digital version. He gonna sell them. He said he gonna sell them for $7.99 or $6.99. One on.
See, the Xbox pre-sale start Tuesday, so y'all, you know, All you gotta do is, like, you know, hit GameStop up, put $20 on this for them to hold you. You could just, like, you know, pay on that bitch ass the days and the weeks pass. So, mm-hmm. you know, you confirm your spot. You feel me? That online shit, people just pressing that shit just to confirm a council, but they ain't even gonna have the bread when the shit come out, son. So you just causing inconvenience for other people.
I know a couple niggas on the timeline.
I was ready to pay tonight.
You ain't even got to do all that.
You had cash in hand.
Man, I was ready to pay tonight. They could have went ahead and took it out my account. I'm ready.
Boy, hold on. That shit ain't shipping for a month.
I save for times like this.
That is facts. I'm ready to buy mine too right now.
I am ready.
Feel like stop playing. Ready. Drop the shit tonight.
Man, stand up. Put up that bullshit. Come over to the dark side, son.
I can't even do it, man.
Come over to the dark side, man.
Hey, you already failed on the PS4 pre-order. I mean, PS5. Go ahead, just switch over to Xbox.
Switch it over.
$20 down.
Come over to the
dark side. I can't even do it, man.
You ain't even got no real friends over there, son.
Man, I'm Death Row South, man.
Hey, you know we be on 2K heavy. E said he will give up his shooting guard position.
Man, he did not say a fuck thing.
I can't give up. I can't switch on the guy. We done been through too much. We done been through the ups and downs of being on.
You don't even like them niggas for real, sir.
Whoa, which one specifically? Name a name. Name a name.
Shout out my dog Chris, man.
I got love for all my brothers, man. Shout out Chris. Shout out Mal. Shout out Grown Simba, man. I think we still in search of our fifth member for 2K. We're gonna hold tryouts, you know.
Hey Marlon, I heard rumor has it. I just fucking correct me if I'm wrong, bro. But I did hear you was gonna be leasing your Xbox, the new Xbox.
Listen,
and $34 a month for it.
Listen, Xbox came out and said that they gonna have the option. They gonna give their customers the option to buy that bitch outright or pay $34 a month for that bitch. So this is what I'm gonna do. Me being just the fucking smart man that I am, I want both systems. You feel me? I heard that Sony is planning on doing the same thing. You feel me? About $34-$35 a month. So what I'm gonna do is, I'm gonna get that Xbox X for $35 a month, and I'm gonna get that top level PS5 for about $40-$45 a month. I'm gonna have both of them. You feel me? Do I plan on paying the monthly payments every month? No.
Whoa!
But what they gonna come repo that bitch from me?
Like, yes, indeed.
Who gonna come to my house and take my game?
Nigga, fucking Bill Gates himself, nigga. I don't know who runs Sony, nigga.
I am armed. I am heavily armed. I'm heavily armed, black man. You come outside to take that game, you will die.
And I'm gonna take it. They gonna take your car.
They shouldn't have did that though, because the niggas like me. I'm gonna pay the price. I'm gonna pay it every month. You feel me? It's gonna be a lot.
I hope so. I'm about to say my nigga.
It's gonna be a lot of
20.
It's gonna be a lot of niggas planning on doing that. That's not gonna pay that fucking $34 a month. Say, so I'm gonna just put it out there right now. Say, so I'm gonna pay. I'm gonna pay mine. I ain't no
bad. I've been saving up for like 3 years for this console. I kid. Now you always got to keep a look. When you know the new console coming out, it's no excuse not to have it day one. It's really not.
You're an eye doctor.
Don't tell my business on this podcast,
good, my nigga.
At the end of the day,
you are eye doctor.
Yes,
we ain't gonna get too much coat at work, bro. Hey, say man, you know, black excellence. But hey, we gonna ignore that. We gonna keep moving forward.
So I thought this nigga like my age.
I am not 24, but hey, at the end of the day, that's the narrative. I'm gonna let y'all run with it. I am not 24. I'm gonna leave it at that.
This nigga 32.
I knock all this shit over in this podcast.
Mark's like 25. No, 23, 22.
Y'all get further and further every guess. Hey, first person. Hey, underneath this podcast post, first person who can guess my age, I'll cash app you $5. Drop the cash app and try to guess my
$5,
age.
Nigga, you 20, nigga. Send my money, nigga.
God damn, nigga. You that desperate, nigga?
Nigga say, hey, nigga say the fucking game come out next month, so then I gotta do what I gotta do, say.
God damn.
But yeah, man, like I said, I'm leasing my shit, man.
Man, it's like a lot of couples. I feel like every girl should have to buy they nigga a console.
You feel nigga, me? I'm glad you said that.
Especially when you know your nigga is on the game heavy. You know I'm not out here cheating. You know I'm not out here fucking with these dog assholes. The smart thing to do, is, you know what? Let me buy this game so he can be in the fucking house.
You know, niggas don't ask for a lot, you feel?
I don't ask for nothing, bro.
I could be running these streets slanging dope. You feel me?
I could be running these streets slanging dick.
It's gonna die.
Boom. You belong in a fucking prison. You're fucking sick. But yes, I understand the message. I understand the message.
That was a good alley-oop.
It was, bro. But listen, like I'm saying, dog, I feel like it should be mandatory for girlfriends.
And if you're not gonna buy your nigga the system, buy him his favorite game on the system.
Hey, it ain't gotta be girlfriends, just any woman in your life, bro. Like any woman, yes. Like close woman in your life.
Yes.
Yeah, like any nigga that did good for you in your life, you should treat him.
You should treat him good.
Exactly.
You feel me? You
should, if it's 10 of y'all, man, all y'all combine y'all money up and get the man a system.
And I ain't
just five of y'all.
Hey, I'll tell you this. If I gotta buy my own Xbox in a month, ain't nobody getting shit for Christmas. That's all it is.
I'm glad you said that.
So if I gotta go out my pocket, you feel me? Cause I'm gonna go put the pre-order down on Tuesday. I'm gonna put the little $20 to hold my system. But after that, that bitch gonna sit, and whoever don't pay for that bitch, they better not look at me for Christmas, bro.
Man, look, I'm not talking specifically to my girlfriend, but I'm talking specifically to my girlfriend. Listen.
Whoa.
I just want the new Xbox. All right. Look, Christmas is in a couple months. My birthday in a couple months after that, son. All I want is an Xbox, dog. I ain't picking. He ain't gotta buy the $400 one, son.
Hey, don't come on this bitch trying to convince your girl to get an Xbox, man. Come on.
Nigga, ain't leasing it, huh?
Nigga, say, this is my shit, man. I'm going to do what I want. Nigga, look, listen. Please. I ain't
going to lease this Xbox like it's a Camaro, nigga. Go buy that Xbox.
Paying a car note on that bitch, son. Look, that bitch, son, that bitch, like $499. The PS5, like, what, $399 or something?
Hold on. Did he say $499, $399? Are you guys buying the discless versions?
Yes.
I am, for sure. You ain't gotta tell me twice that it was gonna be a cheaper version.
Yeah, once they say, hey, I haven't used the fucking disc since GTA 5, son. What I need a disc for?
I too have not, but here's my next thing. I'm not a broke nigga at the end of the day. Like, this is not in my genes. Huh. I just feel like if it's the best one, I gotta have it. That's just how I feel at the end of the day.
I don't feel like that.
Y'all cool or whatever. Yeah. Y'all do you. But hey,
I don't feel like that at all.
How you feel about this?
I feel like, you know, it's only a $50 difference, but I don't need the discless. So the discless tray is $449. You hear me? Why not, you know, pocket that extra $60? It ain't like we watching movies or DVDs in that bitch no more. So I feel like, you know, it ain't even needed.
Ain't even that serious.
You know, exactly. I ain't finna put bounce that ass volume 69.
So that's the one you was watching. I was watching Apple Bottom Butts. You feel me? Back when I was like, no, okay. Here we go.
That's a little. Hold on. Segue out of this one.
But like you said, bro, I'm not watching this one. I can go get a DVD player if I want to do that, bro. You feel me? I ain't watching movies.
Xbox, like, I got every movie app, every streaming app, everything I need. You feel me?
Niggas just want to brag and boast that they got money.
I'm going to take a picture of my release day.
I'm going to take a picture of my $299 Xbox, my Xbox Series X. You feel me?
Hey, and
another thing about the PS5.
Buy the right one, because, hey, boy, them bitches named very similarly. So make sure you do not buy the Xbox One X. You will be sick.
It's going to be some female with good intentions, bro. Going to take her boyfriend home.
Oh, my God, Xbox One X. I would be mad as hell.
Going to bring that bitch. He gonna unwrap that bitch, nigga gonna damn near bust in tears. Like, he gonna be thinking, oh my God, I'm finna marry you. Like, he gonna open that bitch and he gonna see that white box. He gonna think it's a Series S.
I might throw up.
I'm telling you, say it's gonna happen because women be acting fucking stupid. So that's just what it is. Like
that bitch gonna be the 2K20 bundle. Bitch gonna be sick.
Nigga might as well just take her car to order it itself, man. She gonna
look, I'm gonna buy my own shit, but like I expect that money back. You feel me? Like I still want you to, you know, pay for it. I'm not buying it.
If I'm gonna get it, somebody else got to buy it for me.
Hey, I don't trust people, man. I ain't trying to be sad face come November 11th. You feel me? Everybody on the game. I don't got my shit.
Yeah, you don't get it the first wave. You gonna have to wait a mean ass month for the restock.
I know.
I ain't gonna lie, bro. Twitter gonna get on folks' ass when I got them games the first day, boy. Cause they gonna know. They gonna know who ain't got them games.
I'm getting. Man, look. I'm gonna put it out there right now. If I don't get my monthly payment on my Series X, I'm getting a Series S, and that's what it is. You feel me? My shit gonna be a series, son. And that's all. That's like me, like what? Every minute, shit.
I'm only getting it to play certain games anyway.
2K.
You feel me? Maybe start a little YouTube channel or some shit.
Right.
All the Spider-Man shit don't really influence me like that.
Man, look, really, son. I feel like all you gotta do to get the game is you just gotta please your girl, son. Real niggas know what I
mean. Oh, absolutely. You gotta do this next month and a half, you gotta do some nasty shit.
You gotta suck the toes.
Hey, bro, I might bring in another nigga, you feel me?
When you say you're gonna bring in another nigga, what you mean?
Who you bringing in? Fucking Mark Henry, nigga? Who the fuck you about to bring to the bedroom? Who doing it like you're not fit to do it?
Hey, we're going in the bedroom, stay in the bedroom. You feel me?
What you gonna do? What you gonna do?
Y'all niggas be wanting y'all threesome. So how you know your bitch don't want? You feel me? Y'all want a female. So how you know your bitch don't want a nigga to? Man,
look,
I'm trying to tell y'all.
Look.
Yeah.
What if she like what the nigga did more than what you did? She buy that nigga.
Damn.
You feel me?
That's what at the end of the day, I don't promote violence. Nah, I'm gonna stay silent on that one.
he said you gotta do what you gotta do, but it's just like, bro, it's the way these women set up, dog. Hey,
I'm gonna be for real, like,
yeah.
If you bring in like a nigga that have sex with your old lady, and she buy him a game system, based on what he do in the bed, and not all the love that you done gave her.
All right, so speaking of pleasuring your old lady, like,
yeah,
it's a lot of new advancements and developments out here. You feel me?
I feel like every couple should start using toys.
Mm. Oh yeah, absolutely. And for the crowd that's gonna say, well, you just not doing it good enough, you need a toy. Shut the fuck up. You right, nigga. I need a toy.
Whoa,
nigga, I can't vibrate,
what you,
nigga.
What you doing with that toy?
I ain't getting that, boy. Hey, I ain't gonna go into too much detail, but at the end of the day, it just makes the whole experience better.
This nigga's a freak.
Hey, I got a homeboy. Hold up, I got a story I can tell you. I got a homeboy. I ain't gonna say no names because he real dear, real close to me. A friend, it's a trusted friend. He got these pills. Hand to God, they say they grow you 2 inches. 2 inches, right?
No
side effects. How long? I had to get with him to know for sure. I ain't really asking the timeline, but I'd imagine a couple weeks, huh? Because, you know, anything longer than that is, like, you know, a little ridiculous.
Right.
But they say guaranteed 2 inches.
Whoa.
You said guaranteed. Or your money back.
If I get an extra
2 inches, bitch, if I get an extra 2 inches, I'm walking around this bitch all day with no drawers on, bro. just whipping that bitch out, you hear me? I don't care where I'm at, you feel me?
I go to jail. So
we at the Kroger.
Look. I brought that up because, like, you know, it's a lot of things that's, for some reason, our generation is obsessed with, you know, dick pills and pink gorilla pills and shit like that. So
toys
and everything like that. I'm not saying I'm against them. You feel me? Because like Monster said, it's some shit that I can't do.
Shit that I won't do. Right. As a man, it's some shit that just ain't gonna fly.
Not gonna fly. You feel me? So would y'all let's say y'all girl came to y'all and told y'all, look, I bought these two pills. Right. They was $40. Total.
Knock that bitch head between the fridge. $40.
I bought these two pills and I want to try them. The lady at the store said they were good. I want to try them. Would y'all agree to it? Yes or no?
Bro, that's not even the most freakiest shit I ever did. That, like, that's so light. Like,
whoa.
Like, that's like the lightest shit ever, nigga. Just sex feel like you gotta
my generation out. Average age is gonna be fucking 42, bro. Like,
hold on. Get in your bag, E. Tell the story.
If I said what I had to say on this bitch, son, y'all wouldn't believe me.
Hey, man, somebody gotta say
shit.
Bro.
I believe you, nigga. I nigga, trust me, nigga. Nigga say, you done told me shit worse than this, so we might as well go, hey, let's speak on it, nigga. Somebody got to say shit. Stunner.
Say that one more time.
You eat ass, right?
For sure. For sure. 100%.
It's time to take my exit.
100%.
So when you do that, right?
Right.
Is it for you or is it for your partner?
It ain't never for me.
Okay.
I'm not getting no pleasure out of that, you know, but my female companion, she goes a little crazy when I do my thing, you know.
Okay. Because
it's really a art to this.
It is.
You can't be no little kid and lick around the booty hole, man. You got to be a man to go up in there. You feel me? If you want her to feel where you coming from, you gotta be a man to go up in there. Cause this ain't for the weak hearted people, man. This ain't for the weak hearted people.
What's the hoes?
I'm 21. Man, got me horny as a motherfucker, man.
Hey, y'all, this monster signing off to somebody else's podcast. Be safe, love. Y'all love me.
Keep fucking reading, bro. I'm not ending that shit out. I'm not ending that shit out.
What the fuck is wrong with this nigga?
I'm not ending that shit out.
Yeah, like I was saying though, man, you feel me? It ain't for the weak hearted people. When you go down there, you gotta go down now. But see me when I'm doing my thing with my female companion, you know.
Yeah.
I get real dominating, you feel me?
Okay.
I throws the body on her. Like we in the like it's some post play, NBA style. Ooh.
Like
you know, I get real physical. Anthony Davis. Flagrant. This is flagrant foul.
Oh, you feel me? Dennis Rodman.
You feel me? Oh, it gets real freak, dicky, nasty.
Hey, stop
fucking. So,
what's the nastiest shit you ever did, bro?
Besides eating ass, I mean, I feel like that's the.
You think that's? You think that's You think that's nasty?
That's lightweight, man. These niggas here, man.
But see, I'm not no super freaky dude. I just when I do it well. I don't go. I don't do all the. You feel me? You ain't gonna catch me on no Pornhub or nothing like that. You feel me? Cause I'm not a freak, or I am a freak. I'm just not nasty. You feel me? It's a difference.
Okay.
Cause some niggas like being pissed on and we ain't crossing that threshold.
Y'all ain't never tried, bro. Hold on.
What?
But at the end of
whoa, monster!
Whoa! Bro, I told you I'm not getting into this.
So you have been on the receiving end of a golden shower before?
Yeah.
Boy, this nigga. Boy, Kentucky didn't change my nigga at all. They turned my nigga out.
Is it really piss though? Or is it really piss?
Hey, can you feel me? Like, somebody gonna come DNA test the shit? Like, you don't know what it is.
So,
oh my God.
So you saying you thought it was other stuff, but it could have been pissed. That's what you're saying.
I can't confirm it. Like, after the fact.
Right.
So I'm just going to assume, you feel me? Either way, it wasn't bad, if that's what you're asking.
And on that note, man, I thank y'all for tuning into this episode of the Somebody Gotta Say podcast. I would be taking applications for new co-hosts because I don't know these niggas. Obviously.
Hold on, man.
One of these episodes, we gotta have a sex podcast because y'all.
Yeah, man.
I gotta teach y'all some things, man.
The next episode, you feel me? I'm finna go beat something down right now.
Woo. Tutorial coming soon.
I don't want to keep my brother for too long, so we gonna
nigga said get a stroke in for me, man. All right, it's E, man. Y'all be good. OTBI. All
right, man. We out.
Yo, man.
Starting to go holler at you.